How would you assess Easter, Darryl? One win, one loss, but how would you sum it up?
A little bit frustrating, the Catalan game. I think we've done well actually over Easter. I said that to the boys afterwards. So we've got to stop making as many errors as we do, which I think is hurting us. You know, we made 7 in the second half against Catalan, and ultimately I think that was the difference. Because I thought at one point we were winning the energy and speed battle in the game, but whether it's the readjustments in our team and the errors as well, I think that they were the big turning points for us. But ultimately, I think it's been good. If you look at the Leeds game, there was a full house. We did really well, I think. It was a strong performance against Leeds. And the patience that we showed to win the game was a big step forward. On Monday, that's a tough thing to ask a team to do, to go over there. And we obviously, you know, we lost Matt Cook, then we lost Gadwin Springer. So we lost a couple of big men. And then we lost Dennis Holman at half-time. You know, it was tough to manage. But overall, I said the players after the Catalan game, I just said, Laura, I think you've done a great job over Easter. It's been difficult, but to win one and put a real stiff challenge up against Catalan, I thought we could have done a little bit better, but you know, the players worked the backsides off to try and get us a result there.
Is that the toughest draw you could have got, having to go to Catalan on the Monday?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's, you know, having played and not being able to rotate our squad, there was hardly anybody I could bring in, particularly in the middle of the field. So you're just having to, you know, patch the boys up. I thought they were good actually. We looked all right physically. We didn't have too much of an issue. We just folded away a little bit with errors. But it is that's about as hard as it gets. I think, I don't know if Widnes did it last year, did it? Maybe they'll give one of the big boys it next year. That'd be handy.
What about Denny? How is he?
He's got a scan this afternoon, which we're hopeful is not going to be too serious. He's not feeling too much pain today. Matt has seen him, and we're hopeful that he'll be all right. Whether that's for this week or the week after, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Body's back, you said. You're hoping. Can you name names, or do you want to keep that under wraps for now?
Well, we get Cookie back. He was suspended, so that'll be handy. Denny, not really sure. Benny Roberts, not sure. We'll find out on Friday. Lee Jewett, not sure. Again, find out on Friday. Frankie Mariano is a no. Ollie Holmes is a no, I think. So we'll get some troops back, but who they're going to be at the moment, I'm not really sure. Gadwin Springer is probably a no, but we'll find out again a little bit later in the week.
What's the situation with Mariano? Because obviously he got a knock to his knee at Warrington, didn't he? Is that flared up again? Or?
It's not the same injury. Obviously he had a knee reconstruction, a cruciate operation, which is obviously a big one, and then to get a knock on it again is always going to be unsettling for a player. It's a massive injury. It took him 9 months to come back from that. So it's not the same injury, but he did get a knock on it, and he's got a little bit of cartilage problem. How bad that is, we're not really sure at the moment. We don't think it's too serious, but you know, clearly it's a concern when he's getting pain in the same knee that he had a big operation on.
Huddersfield here on Sunday, they've had some good results over you recently. What type of Huddersfield team are you expecting?
Well, I watched them play against Salford last week, and I know they lost that game, but the first half, you wouldn't have thought so. They were pretty vibrant and quick and aggressive, and they shifted the ball really, really quickly. So I'm expecting a really positive, focused, motivated team, and we've got to be the same. And it's they've got the players back, haven't they? They've pretty much got everybody back. And you know, Jamie Ellis is not out there. I'm not sure whether Griggs will be back or whether they'll select him, but Yulby's back out there. You know, they're not far off full strength, and we're obviously a long way from that. So it'll be a big challenge for us. Like you say, we didn't do that cracking against them last year. They beat us 3 times. So you know, we've got a bit of a ledger to set straight, and it'll be an important game for us.
And how important was that win over Leeds in terms of putting on a performance like that in front of your own fans as well? They'll be keen to see you do it again on Sunday, won't they?
Yeah, obviously it was a massive game. Leeds here is always a massive game. Leeds anywhere is, but at home, on the back of 3 losses and the injury run that we've been on, I thought it was a massive game for us. You know, we clearly needed to win that game. It would have been great if we could have backed it up. in terms of game for game from last year, we're all right. We're not doing too badly, and you know we've got to be pretty pragmatic about it and understand what's happened to us and recognise that it's been a tough gig for us over the last month and a half. I've never done as much restructuring of a side as I've had to this season, and when that's half-backs and full-backs and then having to do it again, then it makes a big difference to your team. So it's been tough, but I still think we're in a good place, and we don't need to be panicking about things too much. Hopefully we'll get Chooks back soon and we can crack on and start winning games consistently.
You questioned him after Warrington. Are you being happy with the response you've had?
Yeah, I think certainly the Leeds game. I was a little bit disappointed against Catalan because I just think we're hurting ourselves too much. But regardless of the players that are out there, I've got confidence in Minikin and Holmes and Will Mayer and you know whoever's in the team. We've got the players who can do the job. And I think we've got to be better. I don't think we've got to cut those errors out. You're always going to make errors, but we're making too many. You know, I think we're making probably five or six errors too many a game, and that really hurts you when you're doing that against teams like Catalan in the second half, for example, went 13 straight sets without making an error, and we're chucking the ball on the floor, and then you know that's going to get you that. So, yeah, I was a little bit frustrated with that, but overall, I think where we're at now, based on what's happened to us. Could have been much worse because Leeds have had a similar injury run, so have Huddersfield earlier on in the season, and I think we've worked really hard to stabilise, and to be where we're at, we're in a good spot.